Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Wednesday, September 30th, 2009. Israeli military attacks leave three Palestinians dead in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank as talks of prisoner swap progress. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two Palestinians were reported dead and seven injured on Wednesday during Israeli shelling targeting the borderline of Rafah City, southern Gaza Strip, and Egypt. Local sources said that Israeli jet fighters bombarded the border area between Rafah and Egypt in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military said the targeted area has tunnels set to be used to traffic weapons into the Gaza Strip. Doctors said three of the wounded remain in critical conditions. According to locals, the tunnels has been used to traffic food and medicine into the Gaza Strip since Israeli siege was imposed in June of 2006. Elsewhere, a Palestinian teenage boy was announced dead on Wednesday midday after an Israeli jeep ran him over near the northern West Bank city of Jenin. The boy, Fuad Turkman, 17 years old, sustained critical wounds and was moved to a local hospital where he was announced dead shortly thereafter, medical sources reported. Witnesses said that the boy was leaving his school at the village of Ya'bud near Jenin when a military jeep ran him over. Troops continued to drive the jeep, dragging the injured boy for 20 meters, then fled the scene, the witnesses added. Elsewhere on Wednesday, one Palestinian civilian was injured and three kidnapped during separate Israeli military attacks in a number of locations in the West Bank. Nader Dreibat, 21 years old, was admitted to a hospital in the southern West Bank city of Hebron, suffering from light wounds after being attacked by troops manning a nearby military checkpoint, doctors said. Local sources reported military invasions and house search campaigns in the cities of Jenin and Tulkarem, northern West Bank. In other news, a prisoner swap deal was reached on Wednesday between Palestinian resistance groups and Israel. Israel is set to release Friday 20 Palestinian female prisoners in return for a videotape proofing that the Hamas-captured Israeli soldier is alive. Among those to be released in return for the video are four Hamas detainees and five from Fatah. All the detainees have spent two-thirds of their imprisonment term. Hamas officials say the release is part of mediation by a German team that has recently joined a three-year-long Egyptian brokered swap talks. The Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit was captured by Palestinian armed resistance fighters in June of 2006. His captures demand 1,000 political detainees to be freed in exchange for Shalit's release. Human rights groups estimate that there are around 11,000 Palestinian political prisoners in Israeli detention camps. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.